I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point. Khalid Hosseini is a world-renowned novelist and author of bestsellers The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Suns. He was born in Afghanistan, but left the country as a young man. His novels focus on the Afghanistan he knew growing up, before the warlords, before the Islamist militias, before the Russians and the Pakistanis, and yes, before the Americans made his country a forever battlefield. He now lives in California. And Hosseini told us that despite all the negatives that came with the American and Allied occupation over the past 20 years, he saw his country healing. That ended this week.
This week has been very painful for me. I grew up in Afghanistan in an era that was, I think to most people's mind, is hard to believe. A peaceful Afghanistan where children could have a happy childhood. I certainly had one. It's a very, very different place. And to see the Taliban flag flying over my birthplace is very painful. I've always had a deep personal, emotional bond with the country. Every time I entered into Afghan airspace and I look down and I see those beautiful mountains, those endless, endless mountain ranges down below, I feel a tug. I feel like I'm returning to a piece of myself I left behind decades before, and to see that beautiful land and those beautiful people, and now the start of what appears to be another bleak era, it's a lot to take. It's very, very painful. I'm worried for people who worked to preserve human rights in Afghanistan, the brave and the resilient and resourceful women who served in the government, who became police chiefs, who became provincial governors, who became mayors, who advanced the cause for Afghan women, the brave girls who went to school despite the threats of the insurgents, who attacked them in all sorts of abhorrent ways. I feel their pain, I feel their frustration, I feel their anxiety, and I feel their fear. The country that the Taliban have conquered now is not the country that they left. You know, a lot has happened in Afghanistan the last 20 years. Millions of Afghans have gone to school and become educated and, engaged, especially in the urban areas, the young, professional, educated Afghans have been engaging with the outside world through social media, discussing 21st century issues like human rights and gender equality and social justice and the environment. Millions and millions of cell phone users in Afghanistan. The country has really changed. Right now, the entire world is watching the Taliban. Every camera in the world is pointed at Afghanistan, but those cameras will be packed and those journalists will leave and the world will inevitably turn to some other corner and some other crisis will come up and Afghanistan will recede from the headlines. And the real question is, how will the Taliban behave then? If I had a message for President Biden, I would say what is done is done. You can't go back into Afghanistan now, but you can do some things. I think it isn't too much to say that America owes Afghan refugees that much to take in Afghan refugees, the people that we left behind in Afghanistan in the middle of the night. I would also ask President Biden to use his influence on international committee to exert diplomatic pressure on the Taliban to respect the essential human rights of all Afghan citizens, particularly women and girls, and to not use intimidation and violence against its own citizens.
Khalid Hosseini is a world-renowned novelist and author of The Kite Runner and A Thousand Splendid Suns. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.